This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a rising television star. He does fantastic work on Breakfast Ball on FS1. You can catch that every single day. I'll let him tell you more about it. He used to be a radio superstar. Not anymore. He has traded that in to be a television superstar. Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 joins us on the show today, but that's not his name on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, CDOT. Happy Bills Week.
How have you been, man? How are things? How's the television world treating you?
Oh, it's good. It's I'm in a house now in the burbs of New York. The family's out here for the last 12 weeks. I flew back to Chicago 10 of 12 weekends, and the family came out the other two. So I was kind of doing that dual city corporate housing life, which was weird and stressful and occasionally fun. And, you know, it's been an adjustment, man. But now I got the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old and the wife and the dog back together under one roof and figuring out, man, building a new life in New York because of this job and this opportunity. My life has been turned upside down the last 4 months.
It sounds like your home is more stable than the Bears' home right now.
Yeah, that's not why you called, though.
I can't ask. We have a national person on. I can't ask you national questions.
You can ask whatever you want. The Bears are a colossal tire fire. And it's impressive.
Danny, but be honest, though. You had to have seen that coming. You know the Bears. You follow that organization as much as anybody. You thought they were going to do right by a young quarterback. They've never done right your entire life.
There's always that, like, skepticism that the Bears are going to Bears it up. But you've got to admit, even by their standards, firing the offensive coordinator that you handpicked to groom a generational quarterback prospect in an unprecedented situation for a number one pick to walk into a 7-win team, it's pretty impressive that you fired the offensive coordinator after 9 games. Like, not a year in 9 games, not 9 months, 9 games. The guy made it. They fired him. So it's so dispiriting and so disappointing. And I still think Caleb is bust proof and will be a very good player who could potentially one day be an MVP caliber player. But it's just sickening to see history repeating itself with Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky and Caleb Williams, where like the organization undeniably is stunting their development. It's so frustrating.
Right now, we're joined by Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. Okay, this is why we had you on the show. You know I had to ask my Bears question. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. That's Danny, you're fine. A little bit older than me, but we're from the same generation. You and I grew up on Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and that defined our NFL fandom. It is crazy that now, as adults, we basically get to do this process all over again with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. There are just so many similarities between Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, and also early Peyton Manning and early Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I don't consider Josh Allen and Peyton Manning that similar of style, just with like the size of Allen's arm and the power rushing that he does, and then Manning being the surgeon who will pick you apart. But, you know, it's funny. Like, we've talked about this before. There's kind of a Tiger Woods and who element to Patrick Mahomes in terms of arrival. Like, we thought it was going to be Burrow, and, you know, he's won a playoff game at Arrowhead, right? Burrowhead Stadium. So, like, Burrow can claim it. but he doesn't have the rings, so he really can't claim it. And then Lamar, he's matched him with MVPs in the regular season and is going to, you know, potentially pass him this year if he wins his third MVP, which is great, but he can't claim it in the playoffs. And then Josh Allen is the most statistically close to Mahomes. Like, they're 1-2 in every statistical category that you can.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Rob, let's try to call Danny back and let's see if we can get a better phone connection than what we have so far, because the phone connection we have right now is very, very disappointing. We'll try to see if we can get Danny back on the show here in just a bit. There are a lot of things that I want to get Danny's opinion on regarding this game. It is the biggest game that the AFC will have, and I don't really think it's that close between these two teams. If Kansas City wins, they have a 4-game lead over Buffalo. If Buffalo wins, they cut the Chiefs' lead down to 1 with still a lot of time left. This is the difference in, I think, the Chiefs being able to coast in a way and be really selective in how they do things. Now, the undefeated conversation is definitely going to heat up, but we saw at the end of last season how important those bye weeks and rest were for Travis Kelce, for the rest of the team, and I think that was a major catalyst for this team really making a run and eventually winning the Super Bowl. You can do that in some ways if you win this game, where you're going to have some time, you're going to have some spots where you can maybe coast a little bit to the finish line. That is not going to be the case if you lose this game. So want to get Danny's thoughts on that. Earlier today, we were joined by Jeremy White of WGR. We'll get his we'll play the best of that conversation for you coming up later in the show. Let's go back to the phone lines with Danny Parkins. Hopefully we got a better connection. Danny, man, you back?
All right, listen. So I'm in suburban New York, and everyone out here is like, yeah, the cell service sucks. I'm like, how is that possible? Dude, I am standing next to my internet modem here with full bars on the internet and one bar on the service. So I'm sorry. I'm doing my best.
No, it's all good. Danny, I will say this. Now, you started the conversation pretty early in the year, but a lot of people are going to start having the undefeated conversation if they win this. I'm still maintaining that I'm not going to have this conversation until after Black Friday. You get into the final month of the season, we can then have it. But we were just talking about this while Rob was calling you back. I mean, this is as important of a regular season game that you can have. If Kansas City wins this game, they are up 4 games against Buffalo. If they lose this game, they are only up 1 game. I mean, this feels like a baseball series where late in the year, this is the difference between making and missing the postseason. You can't have one individual regular season game, at least at this portion of the season, have more implications than Sunday between the Chiefs and the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, it means so much more for Buffalo, though, because if the Chiefs lose, like, yeah, one seed is all of a sudden in a little bit of jeopardy, but you still feel good about it. And if they have to go on the road, you know they can do it. And the Bills, they'll try to get revenge for the postseason, but even if they win this game, people will just say they can't get it done in the playoffs. Listen, I was talking about undefeated for the Chiefs before the season started because I thought they were going to be a top-5 offense and a top-5 defense, and that they would try to go for the three-peat and the undefeated season, two things that Brady never did. Obviously, their stated goal is the three-peat, and they've got, you know, the Saturday to Wednesday turnaround late in the year, and Kelce sat week 17 or week 18 last year. So I'm not even sure if the team wants to go undefeated because they care so much more about the three-peat and they'll prioritize their rest. But learning how to win and knowing how to win is a skill. This team absolutely can go undefeated if the offense locks in and stops sustaining injuries. I just think that they are that much better than the rest of the NFL.
Yeah, I think in this, and I mean, let me make this comparison to you, because I think you'll appreciate this. This reminds me of when me and you were coming up. There is a difference in thinking you can beat your opponent and knowing you can beat your opponent. And when you and I finally realized that afternoon was winnable, it changed our mindset every day coming to work. And that's where I think the Chiefs just have a tremendous advantage against every other team in the league. Baltimore thinks they're going to win. Buffalo thinks they're going to win. The Chiefs go into all of these late game situations just knowing they're going to win, and that is such a significant advantage.
Yeah, so who is like the QAnon believer like Keatsman, who went off the complete deep end and is now just a complete travesty and a mockery to his name and a disgrace in his hometown and got fired from a radio station that he owned? Like, I don't know. Who would that be in the NFL? It's tough to figure. I can't think of it. I don't know. We'll come back to that. Yeah, it's the type of thing, though, where, like, I was thinking about this. What if the Bengals get the 7 seed, win against 2 seed, and the reward Chiefs going 17-0 in the regular season is Joe Burrow in the divisional round of the playoffs at Arrowhead? Like, that's on the table.
Yeah, it is on the table. I guess at least for me in Cincinnati, because we had this talk after Thursday Night Football last week. I'm not a big believer in Cincinnati because of how bad their defense is. Currently,
they play the Chiefs close every game, and they win. The game was 26-25 earlier this season, and Burrow knows he can win at Arrowhead. You don't think that would be a tough play? That's the worst possible matchup in the divisional round, though. You agree with that? Indy, Denver, the Chargers, whomever else?
Definitely. But one thing that I think we do with Cincinnati is we talk a lot about what Cincinnati used to be and what we think they're going to be and not what they are. I mean, since they went to the Super Bowl, Cincinnati is 13-12, and they currently have the worst defense that all season. I'm sure you did it on your show, and I was doing it earlier in the season. Oh, well, it's early. They'll turn things around. I mean, we are heading towards Thanksgiving, and this team still hasn't gotten on track and still hasn't gotten things right. So you're right. If Cincinnati gets hot and they go on a little bit of a run, could they be dangerous? They haven't really shown me much in the last 18 months to think that Cincinnati is going to do either of those things, though.
No, I agree. I agree with you. Their defense is terrible, but Burrow's playing at an MVP level. And you were just talking about, like, you got to believe that you can beat the Chiefs. Like, we had to believe that we could win afternoon.
That's fair.
If Miami gets in, if Indy gets in, if Denver gets in, like, those teams, you will have the mental warfare edge in addition to the talent edge. If Cincy gets in, you will not have the mental edge over that team. You'll have the skill edge. You'll have the coaching edge. You'll have the defense edge. And obviously, I think Mahomes is better than Burrow, but Burrow's having a better season than Mahomes. I'm just saying, like, listen, I think the Chiefs can go undefeated. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're the best team. So I'm not trying to, like, fearmonger here, but you absolutely don't want Cincinnati in the playoffs if you're the Chiefs, because that would be a disastrous divisional round matchup at Arrowhead. Not that they can't win, but just of the 5 teams that it could possibly be, that's the team you least want to see.
Danny, which team do you think is a better contender to Kansas City in the postseason? You think it's Buffalo or Baltimore?
I think it's Baltimore. Josh Allen's amazing. He is. I think that what Baltimore has figured out, and that first game was good, right, 27-20, and I know that Baltimore's defense has been bottom seven, bottom eight in almost every statistical category. But I think that what Baltimore has figured out as they've learned how to play with Derrick Henry over the course of this season is we are looking at literally a historic last 40-year NFL offense in terms of passing and running. Like, I did this on the show. It was through 9 weeks. Through 9 weeks, teams who averaged 150 yards rushing per game with over 20 passing touchdowns, there were 4 teams who had done it. And every team had either like 20, 21, or 22 passing touchdowns and 150, 152, 151 rushing yards per game. Like, everybody was just – like, the 4 teams that had done it had just barely reached the threshold of 20 passing touchdowns and 150 rushing yards per game. And Baltimore was right there with 21 passing touchdowns, but they were averaging 192 rushing yards per game as a team. Like, Lamar Jackson is better now than either of his 2 MVP seasons. Derrick Henry is having the greatest 30-year-old running back season ever, and he's got an outside shot at 2,000 rushing yards. and Zay Flowers looks good, and Mark Andrews is back from his injury, and they have likely, they haven't, Deontay Johnson hasn't done anything, but they added him to, like, I think their offense is so special and so historic with how Lamar Jackson is playing as a passer in addition to a runner, that that's the scariest team in the AFC and maybe the whole NFL.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 for a couple of more minutes. Danny, you love these kind of questions. All right, I set the over-under on Josh Allen's Super Bowl appearances. So not wins, Super Bowl appearances. I set it at 1.5. Are you taking the over or the under?
Yeah, that's the right number. I will take 2018, 10 more years. I guess you've got to take the under. I think the under is probably the small favorite there. Just, I mean, the AFC is so loaded with stud quarterbacks. And listen, coming into the year, I said he was the second best player in football. Lamar's making it that maybe he's the third best. He's an absolute stud. He's a superstar player. But, you know, in an era, he's in the Michael Jordan era with Mahomes. So I guess I'll take the under, but it wouldn't shock me if he had three. You know, like, I do think he's that good.
All right, Danny, give me
it. What did you take?
I would take the over. I certainly understand the fact that we're in the Mahomes era, but, I mean, even in the Brady era, there's still multiple AFC quarterbacks that had at least two Super Bowl appearances. Peyton had two Super Bowl appearances in the AFC. Ben Roethlisberger also had two in the AFC. Somebody else from the AFC is just eventually going to break through. Right now, the only one that's done it has been Joe Burrow. To me, Josh Allen's too good to not break through at some point. Lamar's too good to not break through. I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, but at some point, the Ravens are going to make the Super Bowl. They're too good of an organization, and he's too good of a quarterback. Same thing with Buffalo.
I agree. I'm not saying Mahomes is necessarily going to 10, but, you know, like you said Josh Allen, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking about Burrow, I'm thinking about Mahomes, and I'm thinking about Lamar. You know, there's just – it's going to be real tough to make Super Bowls in the AFC for the next decade.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins here for a couple more minutes. All right, Danny, I'll get you out of here with two final questions. Give me a Bills key. Give me a Chiefs key.
Okay, well, so the Bills need to run the ball because that's what they've become. They changed offensive coordinators. They invested in running the ball more for Josh Allen. And, you know, Keon Coleman is hurt. Amari Cooper looks like he'll be back, but obviously he's banged up. Kincaid banged up. Josh Allen is a Superman-type figure, but they need to run the ball. So who wins the matchup of Bills rushing offense against Chiefs rushing defense? Because Chiefs run D has been excellent. Bills run offense has been excellent. To me, like, I'll give you the dual answer. To me, that is the story of the game. If the Chiefs hold the Bills to 3.2 yards per carry, Chiefs win by double digits. If the Bills have 150-plus rushing yards, Bills win the game by a touchdown or more.
Last thing here. Are you going to watch the fight this weekend? Who do you have, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
I'm going to watch, but I, like, hate myself for watching. And I'll be rooting for Mike Tyson. But, dude, Jake Paul, he's such a loser. Like, he's such a tool. He fought one real boxer who was around his age, and he lost. And everyone else is, like, old or an MMA guy or a sideshow freak. And so, like, congratulations. You're going to beat 60-year-old Mike Tyson, who recently had a health, like, episode. Like, it's mean. It's elderly abuse. But I will be rooting for Mike Tyson to shut his punk ass up. But I think the whole novelty of Jake Paul, who clearly cares about boxing, but he cares more about making money, is that he wins these fights. Like, if Jake Paul was 7-6 as a professional fighter, would anyone buy his fights? I don't think so. So I don't think he's booking fights at this point to lose them. So I think Jake Paul, if you can't bet on it in New York State. It's one of the 9 states where it's outlawed to bet on. But I think Jake Paul at minus 200 is a very, very good bet on Friday night.
Well, if you need me to place that bet for you, I'm happy to place it for you because you can place that bet in the state of Kansas. I also am hoping with Jake Paul, because, man, I think we all feel the same way about Jake Paul. I'm not a Jake Paul fan in any way. I just want this to be building for him to fight Conor McGregor. Like, there is only one, like, if you're not going to fight an actual boxer that people know, then just fight entertaining people. Like, the Mike Tyson, you're right. You have the, he used to be a star, but he's a little bit older, but he's still Mike. He's got a little bit of power.
What do you mean, what do you mean he's a little bit older?
He is a little bit older.
What do you mean he's a little? He's 30 years older than Jake Paul. He's 60. He fought Roy Jones Jr. in like 2016, I think. What are you? And that was an exhibition. What are you talking about? He's a little bit older. He's 30 years older than Jake Paul. He's not a little bit older. Like, I'm a little bit older than you. But Mike Tyson could be Jake Paul's grandfather. What are you talking about?
He's just a little bit older. That's why I wanted to fight Conor McGregor next, Danny. That's why.
A little bit older. That's the biggest understatement of all time. Like, if the Jake Paul equivalent on the plaza fought the Mike Tyson equivalent on the plaza,
it'd be a crime.
It'd be elderly abuse. Like, it would be insane. Sanity. So what are you talking about? He's a little bit older. Like, no. This is a barbaric sideshow that makes the UFC look tame and politically correct. Like, this is the worst of our inhibitions as grotesque Americans. And of course, I'm going to watch.
Danny, before we get out of here, tell people how they can watch your new show.
I mean, 7 to 9 Central. You got to lock in to Breakfast Ball. Craig Carton, Mark Schlereth, myself. We hang out. We do, you know, the vast majority is NFL. So we're talking Chiefs basically every single day. Because, I mean, hey, and by the way, we do like the market research. Everyone's like, these national shows, all they do is talk Cowboys. They definitely like that we talk Cowboys. Like, I won't deny that. But you know who is now the team that has the most markets who care about them?
The Chiefs.
NFL? The Chiefs. Yeah. So when in doubt, if we've got a segment, they're like, what are we going to do? We talk some Chiefs. So, you know, I'm watching every Chiefs game start to finish. I'm reading the Kansas City Star, locked in on what's going on there. So, love doing Chiefs talk every day, basically, on Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1. Check us out.
That is our guy, Danny Parkins, joining us on the show today, man. Danny, man, happy to have you on the show today, man.
Thank you. And people can, you know, if they're listening to Fesco and Dusty, I get it. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Check it out on a podcast, whatever.